Welcome to Let's Talk the Podcast, Episode 3, with your host, me, Gina Marino. I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur, owner, and founder of JM Media Boutique. It's an online boutique for digital marketing and content. I'm a wife, a mother, an artist, a pro photographer, and a yoga teacher. This podcast was born out of a desire to share practical information with a deeper dive. I hope you enjoy today's episode. This is episode 3. We're talking about loving yourself into the arms of your future partner with Krista Beck. Krista is a dating, love, and relationship expert, a coach, a writer, speaker, and co-creator of the Jumpstart Your Heart process. She's featured on ABC, NBC, Fox, and TEDx. Her message has been heard by over a million people globally. She's also the creator of the Surefire Dating Formula. She's specializing in helping people identify and release their hidden barriers to love so they can become the kind of person open to love and to easily attract the partner of their dreams. In this episode, we're talking about love and dating and why it's so hard to find the good ones, the right ones in our lives, and how to invite more genuine love when it feels like there's no time or truth left in finding the one. Whether you're single, dating, or somewhere in between, if you've been feeling like there's a rain cloud over you every time you think of you've made a connection, but it just isn't working, then this episode is for you. Let's get into the conversation around dating in 2019 with my amazing guest, Krista Beck. Krista is about to give some serious insight into what other people are experiencing as they navigate the world of dating and relationships. Hey, I'm going to speak to you ladies. Think everyone but you is out there going on dates? Think again. According to research, 43% of women have been on no dates in the past 3 months, and 27% have only been on one or two dates. So if you're having a dry spell right now, you're not alone. And many, I suspect, are happy being single. 67% of women report that all their dates in the past 3 months actually haven't been a good match. Let's talk about that. Let's dive a little bit deeper and let's start this amazing episode right now. All right, we're live. So, hi, Krista. Welcome. I'm so glad you're here today. I know you believe in the power of real love and its ability to change the world. And what a joy it is to have you with us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Gina. I'm really excited to be here for your podcast.
What? You're like episode 2 right now. And I am so freaking excited and blessed to have the people that I have. I mean, people don't get this opportunity when they first started a podcast. So thank you so much. I noticed that we have a mutual love for Gary Zukav.
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about how he influenced you?
Well, I first found out about him years ago, and when I read one of his books, it just really opened up for me the possibility of spiritual partnership, and that's one of the main concepts that he spoke about. And also I got really inspired by that because of what's possible in that for two people to grow spiritually and use the relationship as a vehicle for which to grow. And I think, you know, like both of us, and like many people we know, you know, we're raised in this certain paradigm that marriage has to be a certain way. And I think a lot of, that old outdated model of marriage, is kind of, we're outgrowing it. I'm not saying we're outgrowing marriage. I'm just saying the purpose of it, the way it was designed before, we're outgrowing it.
Yes, it's so true. And if I may just share with you one of my favorite quotes by him, because it kind of aligns with what you just said. He says, the purpose of our journey on this precious earth is now to align our personalities with our souls. Mm-hmm. It is to create harmony, cooperation, sharing, and reverence for life. It is to grow spiritually. And this is our new evolutionary pathway. The old pathway, pursuing the ability to manipulate and control, no longer works.
Yeah. And I love that I love what you said about like what he said about new evolutionary pathway, because, you know, as a love and dating coach, you know, I work with single people, and one of the things that I help them with is to really evolve their lineage, evolve what was actually handed to them by their mom, by their dad, by their ancestors, and to really reprogram themselves to be able to not only attract healthy love, but sustain that love and to feel like they're in, to experience what it's like to be in a healthy and loving relationship.
Krista, that's so good. It's so powerful and it's so necessary. And see, for my listeners, if you aren't familiar with Krista Beck, Krista works with single people in their strong desire to find fulfilling, soulful, and inspiring love. And if you're looking for a partner to walk through life with whom you can lean on for comfort, encouragement, and support, she has this one-on-one process and group coaching programs where people can, you know, stop the struggle and the overwhelm of dating and finally feel at home in the relationship they've always wanted. So good, Krista. currently, can you tell us what you're most focused on and right now and what you're building?
Wow, right now I am working on publishing my book.
Ooh, can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, sure. It's a book about, I don't want to say the name yet because I want to make sure, you know, it's a surprise when I launch it, but it's all about breaking down the fairy tales that single women in particular tell themselves that sabotage their chances of finding love. And so over the years, you know, I've been doing this for 10 plus years. I've been on a lot of phone calls, had a lot of conversations with single people, and I've noticed some patterns of some limiting mindsets that were consistently showing up on these phone calls. And I've been tracking them all these years. I'm not only a coach, but I'm also somewhat of a scientist mind. I like collecting the data, collecting the research. And so what I did was I started to see these patterns. And so I am exposing 10 of these mindsets, which in the book I call fairy tales, because they're just made up stories that people tell themselves that actually interfere with them believing they can have love, or interfere with them taking action in love, or interfere with them choosing wisely on the dating scene to actually attract a healthy relationship. So I'm really excited about it. I just yesterday sent the final draft to the proofreader and I'm so nervous.
Oh my gosh, Krista, what an amazing accomplishment. Right?
Yeah, it's really exciting. It feels almost like I'm birthing a baby. Like she's crowning right now. She's crowning and I'm like breathing hard. And
it's so good. Yeah, right? I know what you mean by that. But
yeah, I know you do, Ms. Mama.
But as far as the aspect of getting to that place, I love what you said about, you know, data mining, like really getting into the numbers and the analytics of what you personally have experienced in your practice. I mean, why not share the truth? Mm-hmm. It's like, to me, feels really good. And it feels unbiased because you're really just saying, look, this is the fact, Jack, like this is what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about how we met, if you don't mind, sharing with our audience how you and I came to know one another.
I kind of feel like it was through someone mutual and I don't remember who it was, but we've never actually met in person.
We haven't. It's so good to do that.
So, I was looking for a photographer for one of my clients, because for my more VIP level clients, I try to help them with like looking their best online. And right. I put it out there, like, who do you know that? And there was something specific I was looking for. I wasn't just looking for anyone. I was looking for someone that had a great gentle presence and could easily bring out the essence of someone in their photos and have the photos look really natural and not so posed. Your name came up and we had a really pleasant conversation. And then I think one of my first clients that, you know, I had connected you with, you had a great time. And so anytime one of those very special type of clients that are specific just for you, I always like to refer them to you, because you do such a good job at like bringing out the people who may be a little more shy, maybe they haven't had a photo shoot before, and you just make them look really handsome. Because I don't just work with women, I work with men as well, and I just find like you do a really great job making the men feel at ease and bring out their delightful smile and their authentic softness, you know, in these pictures. And I love that about you.
Thank you so much for that reflection. I really appreciate that. And I have to say that how exciting it was for me to have that first experience with one of your clients, because they came to me and they had, their mindset was really fresh and it was very confident. So you obviously had worked with them to get them into that place. They came to me with wardrobe. Some of your services offer a wardrobe consultant, and or you direct them towards that. So they came to me with this beautiful wardrobe. And the very first person that I ever shot free for their profiles found love. What was it like 2 weeks later?
Ooh, no, not 2 weeks later. I would say within a few months.
A few months. Okay.
Yeah, it was definitely in a few months. I mean, I don't remember. It was definitely within a few. Well, maybe.
I know.
I mean, I don't even know, because it's hard to keep track. Like, who's finding love when? I mean, I guess I should start a calendar and track all this.
Well, I'll tell you, like, I was, I started following him on Facebook, because we became friends on Facebook. And then the next thing I know, it felt like weeks. And the next thing I know, he had a picture of this woman, and he just looked like he was glowing. And I thought, is he dating her? And then it didn't really, you know, they were just in different places together. Of course, you don't know. And then he then announced that they were in a relationship, and I messaged him, and I was like, yay.
I know. He was just a really beautiful, special client. Like, he was just did everything I said.
Yeah,
jumped right in. And yeah, like, it maybe was like a month or two after we had done the photo shoot, but like two, three, something like that.
Yeah, it wasn't very long after.
But
that,
you know, he's engaged now. He asked her to marry him.
So good.
Yeah. I was like, yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, this is such
an awesome. It all happened because of your photo. See?
Oh, whatever. I mean, I think I'm a piece of it, but certainly I think it definitely matters. And we'll get into that later in the conversation. But most definitely, I am a huge, I guess, believer and also encourager of people to make sure that their personal brand online really reflects what they want to attract, and not this other piece that we'll probably get into in a minute.
Yeah, that's really important.
I think this is a good segue for us to get into our topic. But prior to you being a person who is a relationship expert and someone who helps people find love, can you tell us what brought you to this path?
You mean what brought me to being a dating?
Yeah, like, what was the moment where you said, you know what? This is something that just feels right. It fits.
Well, you know, I've always, you know, for years, you know, for over 25 years, I've always been passionate about, you know, relationships, transformation, love, spirituality. You know, I even, you know, I've meditated over 20,000 hours. I taught meditation for many years, helping people to find love within. And then, you know, and then I moved more into wanting to really express and create something that felt authentic to me. And I read this book, 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferris. And yes. In the, you read it too?
Oh, girl, yes.
Yeah. So in the book, the two main things I heard were start an online business and move to Thailand. So I did. I sold all my stuff, moved to Thailand. And I'm there for about a week. And I'm not much of a person that likes doing touristy things or hanging out on the beach too much. Like, I like doing projects. I like work. I really do like being creative and working. So mm-hmm. after a week or so, I'm there. I get enough of Thai massages and fresh coconuts. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? And I'm like, I have to... Tavares said I have to start my online business. So I'm like, okay, what am I passionate about? I'm like, okay, I'm passionate about relationships, love, romance, dating. I'm all passionate about all the topics. So I'm like, well, why don't I start a website? Mm-hmm. And so then I did. While I was there, I grew the foundation of a website that ultimately grew into an advice-giving a website that grew to like 90,000 visitors a month were coming to my website.
What?
Within a couple of years. Yeah. Yeah. So that was like the start of it. That was me just really sharing my heart, sharing my personal experiences, sharing my advice. And then from there, it naturally evolved, you know, and then I had, you know, a breakup or two that hurt my heart. And then I started, doing the work to heal from that and really pulled together a lot of the tools that I had accumulated throughout the years of doing my own inner transformational work and developed a process called Jumpstart Your Heart Process. I co-created it with a friend of mine who she's had like 25 years of transformational educational work. So we collaborated on creating that process, which became really powerful. And people within 5 weeks can go from feeling like resentment and shut down around their ex or around their past partner, around that past relationship, and then move through all the different phases of healing to get to a place where they find forgiveness and freedom. So it's really mm-hmm. powerful. So it did that. And then after that, it just, clients were like, okay, well, now I feel free and now I feel open. Like, what's next? I was like, huh, what is next? And so then I created what's now called the Dating Compass Process, which is helping people get really clear about their intention and what they really want and need in a future marriage partner, a future life partner. And then to what I'm doing today, which is this full spectrum of like guiding people through all the stages from being single to being exclusive and everything else that's involved in those stages. So that's a little bit like just in a nutshell, like my evolution. It's not like 10 years ago I was like, hey, I want to be this dating expert. I was just started with my heart and just started taking action and shared my heart. And
yes.
And I've just evolved ever since. And I'm still evolving.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much for sharing that with us, because I think it helps other people who may be in that space of leaving one career that is not serving them anymore and really hungry for something else, but it's not clear yet what that is. But it sounds like you just took the first step. And it's funny because I started an online business and I went to Thailand too. So I feel like, I feel like we have a sisterhood for sure.
Live in Thailand?
Oh, I didn't live there. I visited.
Where did you go?
I went to Chiang Rai. I went north. I went to the country.
Okay. I did spend some time. I didn't go to Chiang Rai, but I went to Chiang Mai. And I also spent most of my time in Phuket, which is where all the beaches are and islands are. Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you went there because of the beaches. Oh, so
beautiful. The people are beautiful.
Oh, the people. That's what I said to everyone when I got back. I was just in this really like beautiful space of calm and clarity. Mm-hmm. And I think it was because I was nurtured from the land, of course, because there is just such a powerful force there, but it was the people. I mean, my massages and the way that they make food is so mindful and so specific, and how they farm their lands and the agriculture and what they do for their animals and everything across the board. I mean, we're not talking about the dark underbelly of what they do.
Yeah.
A whole other story with
that. Yeah, yeah.
But I'm talking about just the experiences that I had. I thought, what is going on? Everyone needs a slice of this.
I know. And that's what's so beautiful there. I found like that country really expresses true forgiveness, where our country in the United States is a little more like they'll nail you to the cross, you know, they'll tear you down in our country, but they don't really do that there. They're very more forgiving, very accepting. And I love what you said about being mindful and specific, because as a culture, they do that. And that's what I'm cultivating with my clients when they come to me, for them to really learn how to be really mindful and specific about their intentions and their actions when it comes to dating. Because they'll want it, it's more effective, they're more in tune with like loving themselves and honoring themselves. Yes. And they have a much stronger likelihood of finding someone that could be actually a long-term fit instead of basing their dating decisions based on what society cultivates us to do, which is to do it based on chemistry and physical attraction only, instead of more this deeper introspective place that you can actually take time to think about and then date according from that space.
That's so good. Thank you for saying that. It really, for me, when it comes to cultivating presence, eye contact, you know, scientifically, when we're together and we're connecting, our hearts regulate, our blood pumps the same level. Like, that's super powerful. And what I found was when I was with people who were practicing that in a culture, it instantly brings you to that place. There's really no more room. You stand out, and it's uncomfortable when you're in that hurry of experience with like our American culture. So moving on, because I could literally have an entire podcast about Thailand. I love it so much, and I can't wait to bring my daughter there when she's of age to understand. So let's talk about our relationship mindset now that we're moving kind of in that place. Just really any mindset and how it's heavily impacted by old experiences and like the trials and tribulations of what you see others go through, and about our decisions, with relationships. They're informed by our limited beliefs and stories that we tell ourselves, as you were saying. And also, like, not to forget that those who we surround ourselves with can alter our connections to others as well. So can you share with us, when someone comes to you, what are some of the major blocks keeping them from finding the love and the partner that they desire?
Oh, wow. Well, everyone's different.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could be they just haven't moved on from their past relationship. You know, like recently I was speaking to a male client, and, you know, he just kept talking about this one woman that he was in a relationship with, and he, you know, was having a hard time moving on. And I was like, oh, okay. So maybe he hasn't been seeing this woman for a while, or maybe they just broke up or something. But it turns out that, you know, they hadn't spoken to each other for months now, but he was still stuck on her, as if she was still like in his sphere.
Wow.
So I had to have I had a heart to heart with him, and he quickly like moved on from it, but I helped him to get into reality that it's time for him to let go, that she wasn't showing up for him the way he really wanted someone to show up for him. But he was like holding on to this fantasy, this story that this one person was the perfect fit and she's the only one. And I think sometimes people do get into that rut because they had maybe a nice connection at some point, but then either it fizzled out, or the person left them, or the person betrayed them, but they're still so attached to what it was. And they just have a hard time being based in reality, like what is actually so. And I think that was the part for him that where he did find some freedom, because I'm like, okay, what's actually happening in reality? Like, when was you last time you spoke to her? And it sound when I was speaking to him, it sounded like he had just spoken to her yesterday or something like that. And it had been months. And I was like, okay, look, like she hasn't spoke to you for months, and she hasn't made the effort to connect with you. And so I think that's one area that people feel like blocks. A lot of people that come to me just feel like they can't get over that last person, or they just feel like that no one can measure up to that last person. So they compare. And so that's why I think it's really important to do like a reset, to do the work, to really let that go, to do the work, to uncouple mm-hmm. from that person, to really clean up your mess. I think really letting go of any remnants of that person. I'm a big advocate for the clean break. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes people feel like they want to stay friends and that, but I feel like initially the clean break is a really good access to letting go, because then you get to experience them not in your life. People tend to hang on to someone and still have them be friends, and they still talk, but they're kind of prolonging the inevitable. Where at some point they are going to have to deal with this person is not in relationship anymore with them. And they need to just deal with that gap. They need to deal with that missing hole, so to speak. And so I'm a big advocate for letting go of disconnecting, not being in communication, also cutting ties, social media for a while, like actually unfriending, maybe even blocking, just so your psyche can stop mm-hmm. seeing this person all the time. Like social media, it means like this ex is always in your view. You need to psychologically do everything that you can to disconnect from them in a healthy way, and also remove things from your house that remind you of them. It's a process to really let go of someone before you can open your heart up again in a healthy way to someone new.
So if you were newly single and you're listening to this episode, this is your recommendation for where they should start, is just clean up.
Yeah. Yeah. Like clean up, like any old pictures that are around of your ex, like get them out of your space, disconnect social media, and just look within. See if there's anything that's there that's still incomplete that you need to get complete for yourself. But a lot of people don't like doing this work because sometimes it's just painful and sometimes it's uncomfortable.
Right. They're already in pain. Why would they want to put themselves in pain further? So they think. They start literally cleaning up, as you're saying, they recognize like the alchemy is even dissipating. You no longer ache physically for that person. You no longer wonder, like you find yourself in the moment going, okay, I'm not thinking of this person. Wow. That actually went by without me thinking of them. And then you keep going and it just gets easier, I think, as it goes. But if you're not in that space yet where you are consciously realizing you're not thinking of that person, or you're not consciously that you haven't like stopped aching, is it your recommendation to not start dating until you get to that place?
Yeah, I think it's good to get to a neutral space. Because if you're still obsessing or aching or holding on, it just means there's some things there that just need to get resolved.
Right. Okay.
Let go. But again, everybody's specific and different. Right. So, you know, but in a general way, I'd say, if you're still obsessing about your ex, there's some work to do. But sometimes the work to do is just to do a quick, like, let go of some things and maybe mm-hmm. have a powerful conversation with the coach or somebody that can talk straight to you.
Right.
And you're receptive to them. And then it is about taking action in your love life, like moving on and starting to put yourself out there again. But I like when people put themselves out there from a place where they feel whole, they mm-hmm. feel grounded, they feel purposeful. Because I do find a lot of people, a lot of single people just think love is just some magical thing that's just going to happen and they just need to go out to the bars with this and it's just going to happen. But it just leaves it a lot to chance. And yes, love is by chance, right? But you can actually be more strategic and more thoughtful and more grounded in your approach by actually taking the time to learn from your past mistakes, learn from your past relationships, and learn from who you are now and cultivate and create the actual kind of next experience that you want to have. And if it is marriage and if it is family, then you definitely want to spend some time thinking about who actually would be a good long-term fit for me, which is beyond what everybody says. You know, people say, well, I want someone who's tall and handsome and funny and successful. I mean, but everybody wants that, right?
Right. So
my process is more about let's get to the heart of the matter. Let's learn about who you are and what's your vision for the future and what are the actual qualities or characteristics of this person, either this man or this woman, that you really need and want. And so that's my specialty of helping people to really nail down like what they really need and want, and then to date and sort from that space instead of just chemistry or someone's handsome or someone's good looking or someone's hot or, you right. know, you just have this instant connection. It's more like being more practical, like almost like you're merging yourself with someone, almost like in a business. You don't just jump into business with someone.
Absolutely.
You take some time and you think about it.
100%. When somebody is newly single, they have two choices, right? They can go online or they can find other outlets. Can we talk a little bit more about the online dating process?
Yeah,
and
sure.
The current landscape of people meeting. I think more and more couples are meeting online. And like whether or not it comes down to like dating apps, whether those are a good resource for finding true love. I think more and more people actually feel that it's harder to find love nowadays. I read this really interesting myth, and I was hoping that maybe you could help us dispel it. I read somewhere that men lie about their age, their height, and their income, and women lie about their weight, age, and physical build. Are you finding that there's a lot of story that starts when you recommend online dating or when someone comes to you with curiosity around online dating? Do you find that they're saying things like this, like, oh, I don't want to do it because people lie, or I don't want to do it because people are only looking for sex? Or how would you overcome that objective if you're coaching someone through that process?
Yeah, I think, a lot of the people that actually come to me and seek me out, they're just tired of the misrepresentation on dating apps. Mm-hmm. And they also feel like dating feels like work. They feel like dating apps feel like a lot of work. And then what they really want is just a quality connection, to find a connection with a quality person that has long-term potential. And they find that they're really struggling with that. And I feel like the reason why a lot of people struggle with online dating is because of the actual story or right. expectation that they have around it. You know, people think that they're just going to go on this app, they're going to swipe or whatever mm-hmm. that app specifically does. Let's just go with swiping. They're going to swipe. Okay. And then they're going to match with someone, and then they're going to text, and the texting's going to be great. And then they're going to meet for a first date. The date's going to knock their socks off. And then they're going to immediately fall in love, take their profiles down, and get married within a few months. I mean, people actually think that you just go on the app and then all this is going to happen. And if it doesn't happen that way, they think there's some, they get annoyed and they get frustrated. And it's because of this reality that they think it's going to be some easy, simple thing.
Yeah.
That's why they get frustrated. Yeah. But if you go into online dating based in reality, that this is a huge hot mess.
Yep.
This is like you're going fishing in this pond, and there's all kinds of fish, different kinds of big fish, little fish, dead fish. There's boots covered with algae and slime at the bottom. And so right. like your online dating is really just about sorting through the sludge, sorting through the fish that aren't for you, and actually moving these people from the app to real life. And there's ways that I actually teach my clients how to sort in a way so they're not getting burnt out, so they're only investing their time and attention on people that are interested in meeting in real life. Because this is the thing with online dating, you have to actually sort through. I would say about half of the people are not sincerely interested in meeting real life. It's just something they're doing. They're trying to take some action in their love life, but they're kind of half-assing it. And they're not really generating the actions needed to move it into real life. So you actually have to be sorting through almost like half the people that are just on there messing around.
Sure.
And then, yeah, so it's, does that help you?
Yes, that's a fantastic answer, because I read somewhere the statistics is on average people are spending about an hour and a half every day on dating apps looking for someone special. That's a lot of time. I mean, if you think about what you could be doing with that time, and then, you know, conversation starters, not really knowing what to say. And I think people obsess about, I shouldn't have said this, or I shouldn't have said that, or, you know, there's just so much that I think someone like yourself could really guide them through that experience. So they spend less time and have more fulfilling experiences.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think the apps that promote and advertise, they really just make it seem like, oh, you just go in the app and it's super easy. No, being online is an art form. There is an art form to, like you said in the beginning, like developing your personal brand, like on the app that reflects like what you're wanting to attract. Like a lot of people just think they're going to find some selfies, maybe a bathroom selfie, and then they're going to list out all the things they don't want. And then they're going to put it up and hope that it all works out. No, there's like high real estate right here. The pictures you pick, what you choose to say is either going to make or break, you know, someone being interested in you or not. So just the profile alone is something. And then messaging and being in communication, what to say, what not to say, how much to say,
right?
How long to chat for before you actually have a phone call. I always recommend having a phone call as a sorting process because one, it makes it so you can really connect with someone before you actually meet in person. And then you can actually sort them out. If you don't actually have a good conversation, then you're not getting dressed up. You're not investing the money and the time in someone that you could have weeded out on a 30-minute phone call.
Wow. Isn't that the truth? Can we go back really quick to the photos that you use? Having a photograph of yourself with someone cut out of it, energetically, what that's saying to the person who is looking at you, whether it be a good picture of you or not, it's saying to that person, this was a memory you held with someone else and you're choosing to lead with that. So I think that there's a lot that you could coach people on when it comes to their personal brand and what they're attracting.
Yeah, I definitely think that what you're saying, there's a truth to that as well. And I also think that a lot of people choose that photo with somebody else who's in it because they don't have any photos of themselves. I find that men more so don't have photos of themselves because they don't take photos or friends aren't taking their photos or whatever, where I do find generally women do have more photos of themselves, but men have like horrible photo on the most part. They don't have a lot of photos on their phone. And so they're just, oh, here's this picture of Sally who I dated 2 years ago. I look pretty good. Let me cut in on that one. Ugh, yeah. It mostly has to do with lack of photos.
Right. Okay. So that brings up a really good point too. So, I mean, I think like if I said to you, hey, Krista, can you meet me at the park? I have this really awesome dress. I want to take some pictures by the lake, and you would show up and you'd take pictures of me and it wouldn't be weird. And we'd go have dinner and it would be great. They don't have that opportunity. So if you're listening to this podcast and you want to have a better personal brand, just contact somebody that you trust and ask them to take some photos of you before you create your profile online. I think that would be just a really good pointer there. So can we talk a little bit about how people get hung up on chemistry? Because knowing that someone is the one or believing. So I think in my case personally, and I'll be very vulnerable here, if someone was good looking, successful, they were positive, they found me to be fascinating, or they were attracted to me, they called me more than once a week, I thought, ooh, this is going somewhere. And I think I broke my own heart many times thinking that when I was single, thinking that somebody was interested in more than they were. Could you help us and walk us through that piece of it? Just boundary speaking, I believe. And how do you dispel some of those myths too, that, you know, you have to wait for someone to contact you three times before you respond, or those silly things that go on around dating? Can you share some of that with us? I know that we're running close on time, and I want to be mindful of that, but just a couple of different things to tell the people who may be listening, and they're caught up in those rules. What are some of the ways that you guide people and coach them in that moment?
Okay, so there was a lot of things going on with that question. So what's the main part of the question that you really want me to answer? Is it is it the chemistry part? Is it...
Right. So people, I guess, getting caught up on if they have a great chemistry with someone, how do you coach them to do it well? Mm-hmm. Don't lose it. You know,
yeah,
don't...
Yeah. Well, I think it's important to have some chemistry for sure. I mean, chemistry attracts you and stuff like that. It's just when the chemistry is so much and so off the charts that you can't even think straight, and then you start losing who you are because you're so attracted to someone. That's not healthy. I think it's good to definitely be attracted, but not like va-va-va-boom, like in the cartoons where their eyes are popping out of their head.
And, right. You know,
like smoke is coming out of their ears. Like, we don't want that level of attraction, because that's kind of a recipe for disaster. But here's the thing that I find that a lot of people think that they're just going to know someone is going to be the one on the first date, because there's going to be the chemistry, there's going to be the instant connection, there's going to be something. And people, and this is something that I do talk about in my book. It's just one of these fairy tales that I'm just going to know him when I meet him. I'm just going to know her. I'm just going to know. And I invite people to think that you're not, because, very rarely do people have love at first sight. You know, it's a very rare thing. And when it happens, it's beautiful, right? Like, everybody wants that. And why do people want that? Because that's what we're inundated with Disney, with Hollywood. You meet, they fall in love, and within 2 days and they're getting married. It's like silly, like how extreme it can happen. So we're inundated with these messages that you're supposed to just fall in love instantly. So then people take that over to their single dating lives, and they just naturally think that they're supposed to have this instant connection. They're supposed to have this instant chemistry. They're supposed to have this thing. And, or for women who date men, they think men are supposed to whisk them off their feet on the first date. And if it doesn't happen, then they automatically assume then this person is not the one.
Absolutely.
And then when they think that, then they send the text, hey, really great time with you, just wasn't a good fit. Do you know how many people I know they immediately feel like they need to make this decision. They need to know if the person is going to be their husband or their wife on the first date. And if they don't know on the first date, then they let them go. I teach my clients to allow more time and unfolding for a connection to develop. And then through that connection, then make some choices. But you are not going to know if someone's your future husband or your future wife on a first date. You're just not going to know. How you will know is quality time spent together over time, getting to know each other, developing that chemistry. And if there's maybe not a lot of chemistry on the first date, I'm telling you, the more time you spend someone, there's studies done that they become more attractive to you. You develop more chemistry. So I'm an advocate for, if someone's in alignment with what you truly want and value, and they're in alignment with what I call the dating compass, which is something that I created that I help my clients with, which is these four key characteristics that are important to them, then keep seeing them. If you're a woman and the guy's pursuing you, keep just checking it out. And if you're a guy dating a woman, and just keep pursuing her and inviting her out until you get to the point where you're like, no, she's definitely not for me, or he's definitely not, but allow some time to unfold for that to happen.
And when you do allow for that, man, it's so much better. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many times in my life I've been going into social situations with the same group of people. When I first met them, I thought, oh, that person's really nice, or that person is really funny. And then at some point, this is when I was single, at some point I would be sitting across from someone during dinner, and the way they laughed was sexy, and the way that they like even ate their food and stopped and paused when someone was speaking to them and gave them eye contact. It's like you start to recognize how someone moves through a social situation or a connection, and you're like, wait a minute. It's so much further beyond the attraction physically. I'm digging the way that they are mentally vibing, or they're just the way they are, and you realize like, this is someone I really want to get to know now on a much deeper level. I completely advocate for that.
And one more thing I wanted to just say around that, because you did ask the question about, well, what if he is successful and good looking and all the things, like, how do I choose? How do I know? Well, here's an example. Like, I had a client, and in her dating compass, she wanted a man with integrity. And so that was really important to her, a man who kept his word, who lived like lived his life with integrity. And so she's on this date, great guy, attractive, all the things, chemistry, all the things, right? But he did mention that he was doing a shady business deal. And then she got on the phone call with me. She's like, Krista, we had connected. This is so good. I don't know what to do. La, la. But he, and I always go back to their integrity points, like, okay, their compass points. And one of them was integrity. I'm like, so if you were to see how he's choosing to live his life, is he a man of integrity? And then she had to say, no.
No. Yeah.
So then she stopped seeing him. Even though the chemistry and all the things were there, but she got that she really, it was important to her to be with a man of integrity.
Oh, your work is so powerful, Krista, because if someone can know that about themselves, you probably saved her and she saved herself. And that is key for how you walk through all of this with people. If I'm single and I'm feeling stuck and, or just kind of sad and depressed in that space of like, I can't get over my ex, or I've gone on a few dates and it just hasn't worked. How does someone work with you? How do they get in touch with you?
Yes. Oh, if you're in that space, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be really okay.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, there's multiple ways you can be in touch with me through social media, through my website. I'm really recommending people on this podcast to visit me at datingiqquiz.com. Mm-hmm. And this is a quiz that it's a gift to all everyone who's listening. And it's a quiz to help you to really determine like what steps you really need to take in your love life. So each section of the quiz is an important element for attracting the kind of relationship you want. So it's just 4 minutes, and this will show you like where you're on track towards having the relationship of your dreams. And then it'll also show you what areas you need to focus on to improve your success in dating and love. And it'll be a real big eye opener. I designed it so people can just take the quiz and then see, oh, okay, I'm actually not doing that, or I actually need to improve here. It's a, it acts on some level as a roadmap. And then from there, I mean, definitely get on a consultation call with me one-on-one so that we can chat and talk about, you know, what kind of relationship you really want, what could be getting in your way, and then like some next steps for you. I think those two ways would be great next steps for people who feel pulled to connect with me and feel like they need the support in because they're not meeting people who are attractive enough or intelligent or successful enough. I mean, that's my specialty, people that really want a long-term relationship and are just struggling with finding a quality person.
That's so, so powerful. I think that if people can reach out to you, they just... they're going to see a major transformation. Krista, how do they find you? Is it KristaBeck.com?
Yep. So my name is spelled a little differently. So my website is KristaBeck.com. Right. Or if you want to take the, there's a link on my website to take the dating IQ quiz. But if you want to go directly to the dating IQ quiz, just go to datingiqquiz.com. Super easy.
Yes. And I'll go ahead and put the link here in the podcast notes so people can click on it. I can't tell you how awesome this conversation really was. Thank you so much for being a guest on this podcast. I know that you are improving lives every single day, and we're all going to be beneficiaries of that. So Krista, thank you again. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, good. Okay.
Sawadika.
Oh, Swandika. Yes. Awesome. Take care. Okay, bye. Bye.
Krista is captivating, electric, and a heartfelt powerhouse. Our interview is packed with powerful little nuggets, all centered on loving up your life and a dating mindset. My hope is this will start the path to loving yourself into the arms of your future partner. If you're wondering what your dating IQ is, go to datingiqquiz.com. It's a free quiz, and I'll put the link here. Let's Talk, the podcast, was born out of all the aha moments I have with people throughout my life, and really considering we should let others hear this. So I really would love to invite you to subscribe now to hear more podcasts in the future. And thank you again for tuning in today. I don't know about you, but Krista's expertise sounds real, raw, and eye-opening. And what did Krista say that interested you the most? Head on over to Instagram and leave a comment at let's talk_thepodcast now.